Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Thursday. This is Brother Nate, the Nut of God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone lines will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. Those of you that don't like doing it over there, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we give unto you. Glory be to God. So, amen and amen. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Hey, and wherever you listen to me at, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, we are grateful once again for another blessed day and another golden opportunity you've given us to go into the Word of God today. Father, we ask this day, Lord God, that you would just watch over and keep us, and Lord, bless your Spirit to accompany us on this journey we are taking once again in your Word. Father, I pray that your Word go forth in this broadcast today in spirit and power and truth, and that everyone that desire and seek truth will find it in Jesus' name. So therefore, Lord, thank you, Lord, for such a day as this and this opportunity you've given us. And Lord God, we will give you all the glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory, glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Today, once again, we are still dealing with the health, healing, sickness, disease series. We're dealing with this section of the series, which is also entitled The Devil's Wheel Part 3. Now, as far as I know, this will be the third and final part to this section of the series. So glory be to God. I pray that you will listen real closely. And before I go any further, I want to just reiterate once again, for those of you, and I have been saying it throughout this series, Health, Healing, Sickness, and Disease, and primarily on the different sections that, for example, if you want to order any of the messages from the book called The Word of the Lord, which is The Word of the Lord Jesus Christ, or if you want to order the book called The Record of Nephite, which is also the book of the Word of God, both books goes with the Bible, you can contact the headquarters office, 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, by calling the number 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. And if you don't get no one of that number, you can call the area code 816-252-2343. That's 816-252-2343 is the number. And you can order any of the messages. The messages cost 75 cents per dozen. And the Record of Nephite, the book, costs $8. Okay, so glory be to God. So if you want to order any of the messages of the book, like I said once before during this series, you will hear me not only go forth in, with you in the scriptures from the Bible, but the scriptures that's from what is the Word of the Lord and the Record of the Nephite. And you can look on past episodes if you're first-time listener listening on this page, you should be able to either click on maybe a little Bible at the right-hand side of this page. If it's there, click it, Dropbox come up, hit episodes. It will show you all the episodes that we've done. And if you listen to the past episodes on this series or any of this part of this series, you will hear me mention what part on Blog Talk Radio you can go to hear more concerning about the Word of the Lord and the Record of Nephite. However, on this page, if it's not a little picture of a little Bible there, I think you can click on the God's Word to Man logo, and you should be able to click on that and as well get a Dropbox and go to episodes. Now, having said that, let's open up once again in this part of the series from Isaiah chapter 14. Isaiah chapter 14. And we're going to, this will be our opening scripture to this section of the series, Isaiah chapter 14, and I'm going to read verses 12 to verse 14. That is Isaiah chapter 14, verses 12 to verse 14. We are dealing with this part of the series titled Help, Healing, Sickness, Disease, The Devil's Will, Part 3. And so, looking at Isaiah 14, chapter 14, verse 12 through 14, the word of God says, How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Now, one of the things that, once again, I want you to notice that how many I wills that Lucifer said, which means he had and has had a will, has a will, and he expressed his will. So the reason why this is the scripture that we're leading out from, because we're talking about what is the devil's will concerning health, healing, sickness, and disease? What is the devil's will concerning health, healing, sickness, and disease? And in parts one and two, I have been going over with you and showing you that it is Satan's will for you to be sick. I'm going to say that again. It is Satan's will for you to be sick. It is Satan's will for you to be diseased. Okay. Amen. So if any of you listening and you've been dealing with a sickness and a disease, especially for a while, and you start to wondering, Lord, do you want me just cut your sentence off right there? Because now the Lord don't want you in the state, but somebody does. And his name is Satan. Okay. Satan wants you to be bound and down with sickness and disease. Amen. That's what he wants. Now, let's go to the book of, the book of John, book of Acts. Let's go to the book of Acts. The book of Acts chapter 10. Now, we went into the scripture in this part of the series already, but we're going to go back to it again. The book of Acts chapter 10, 38. And we want to take a look at this right now, hallelujah, once again, because we need to understand what the Word of God from the Bible is telling us, okay? We need to keep in mind what the Word of God wants us to know concerning the devil's will about us being sick and diseased, okay? Now, Acts chapter 10, verse 38 says, How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Now, notice the Bible says that Jesus healed all that was oppressed of the devil. Now, notice it didn't say he healed some. He healed all. That was oppressed of who? Of God? No. Of the Holy Ghost? Of the devil. So we see that sickness is satanic oppression. It's with a disease. And it is the will of the devil for you to be in this condition. Okay? It is Satan's will for you to be bound with sickness and disease. Okay? It is Satan's will, his desire, where he wants you to be sick. Amen. Have you ever met somebody in this lifetime who is like they wanted bad stuff to happen to you? It's like they got a kick out of it. Well, that's what the devil is like. Even great. That's in fact, that's who, you know, influencing this person, you know. Because it's the devil that gets a kick out of you being sick, diseased, bound down, in pain, suffering constantly. He gets a kick out of that. Jesus doesn't get a kick out of that, okay? But the devil does. So if you have been dealing with a sickness and disease or both, and you have a question in your mind as whether, now if you start thinking towards God, once again, cut yourself off. When you start thinking, say, well, Lord, do you want me in this? Stop it. Just stop. I'm letting you know who does want you like this. And it's nobody but Satan. Satan wants you to be in this condition, period. Amen. He wants you to be in this condition. Hallelujah. He wants you to be bound down with sickness and disease. That's what the devil wants. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go to the book of John chapter 10. Now, we looked at this, and we're going to look at this again. The book of John chapter 10, verse 10, a familiar verse to many of you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. John chapter 10, verse 10. Now, look what the Bible says. It says, the thief. Now, we know it come to understand the thief is Satan. Cometh not but for to do something. In other words, Jesus let you know that's his occupation. That's his thing. Okay? That's when he appears. This is what Jesus is telling you. When he appears or comes on the scene, that's what he comes to do. Okay? The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundant. Now, here's a question I want to ask you. Does sickness and disease destroy? Sure it does. There are some sicknesses and diseases that eats your flesh up. It destroys. But Jesus said that's what the enemy comes to do. So if anybody wants sickness on you or brings sickness on you to destroy you, anybody who will is geared towards that, it is Satan and not Jesus. Because notice what Jesus said. He said, I am come that you might have life. Jesus comes on the scene to give you life. Hallelujah. Do you see that? Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. When Satan does anything to just destroy you, that's who wants to do this. It's Satan. You must understand that you didn't have to do nothing to Satan for him to hate you. Satan just naturally hates you, period. You got to ask, what did I do to him? What do I say? No, you were just created, okay? That's what it was. You were just created, and he hates you. And it is his will for you to be in pain, suffering, torment. That's his will. That's his desire. That's his truth. In other words, if you gave him a choice and say, hey, which one you rather have happened to this person, he'd definitely say, I'd rather see them squirm and cry and be in pain all the days of their life. He'll tell you that because it is his will for you to be sick. Amen. Jesus doesn't get a kick out of this. He doesn't get no joy out of this. Jesus' joy comes when you heal and walking in health. That's what the joy of Jesus. Jesus don't get no joy out of you being sick. But the devil does. And that's why he goes forth to express his will, even through sickness and diseases that he casts on people and bring. Amen. Because I share with you that some sickness and disease, in order for the person to be healed, that demon has to be cast out. You remember the man who brought his son to the disciples and they couldn't cast that spirit out? Okay. And Jesus called that spirit out. Thou deaf and dumb spirit. Come on. So you see, Jesus had to cast that spirit out in order for that man to be healed. So in other words, without casting that spirit out, that man would have been in the same condition that he was in. Do you get what I'm saying? See, some ministry that you have to do at times has to deal with you casting a demon out. Not all the time, though. Okay? Not all the time. Sometimes you can speak the command of faith, or you can lay hands on them and pray for them. You can do that. And that will override the power of the enemy. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, okay? Luke chapter 13, starting at verse 11. Luke chapter 13, starting at verse 11. Now, look what the word of God says. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thy infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days to which men ought to work. In them, therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from the bond, this bond on the Sabbath day? Now, this woman, the Bible said, had a spirit of infirmity. Okay? Amen. And she was bent over. She couldn't straighten up. Okay? And notice that when Jesus laid hands on her, she immediately was made straight and glorified God. Like I told you, some healings are immediate. Some of them are on the way. Okay? Just like the 10 lepers, when they got healed, the Bible said when they went on the way, they got healed. It didn't say they immediately got healed, went on the way. Some healings are gradual, but they come to pass. There are some healings that are immediate, okay? Now, notice what Jesus said. Who had bound this woman? Well, he told you in verse 16, and ought not this woman being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound, not Jesus. Bound on with what? With this sickness, this infirmity. Amen. Because he wanted her to be bound. He was expressing his will. That's what he wanted for her. To bound her. Had her bound. Now notice it said 18 years. Once again, the word is showing you, God don't care how long you've been in that position, he can still heal. Don't never start thinking that you've been in a position, that position with a sickness and disease for these many years, and it's been too long and God can't heal you. Don't let the devil bring that thought to you, and don't entertain that thought. If you're listening right now and you've been dealing with a disease for the last 20, 25 years, no disease lingering for no amount of years is too strong for the power of God. Okay? I want to throw that in there to you, because some of you perhaps are thinking that way. You're thinking, okay, I've been dealing with this thing for so long, man. Ain't no way I can get here. It's just too long. No. Okay. Now, doctors who are limited in their knowledge with certain sickness and stuff, they'll tell you, say, hey, we'd have caught it sooner. We could have did something, but it's too late now. It's too late. Well, it ain't too late with Jesus. Okay. Amen. So the Bible said, whom Satan had bound. Satan had her bound, not Jesus. He was expressing his will through binding her. That's Satan had bound her. Amen. Hallelujah. You get what I'm saying? It wasn't Jesus. See, we got to come to understand that it wasn't Jesus that had her bound. Satan had her bound. He was expressing his will. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. He's worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Yes, he is. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Now, I'm going to, and this will be probably next, Monday or Tuesday, when I deal with health, healing, sickness, disease, Jesus will, and I think it's going to be part four. But I've had a couple of responses to that section of the series where there have been those that was telling me that it is Jesus' will for you to be sick. Now, I was given a couple of scriptures that they gave to, quote, support their answer, but I'm going to speak on that then because there is something that they had missed, okay? But I want to let you know it is not the will of Jesus for you to be sick, but it is the will of Satan, okay? Amen. Because Satan gets, quote, joy out of seeing you bound with sickness and disease where you can't move, where you're being tormented, okay, every day. He wants you bound. This woman was bowled over. She couldn't straighten up. 18 years, bent over. Well, see, when God created her, God didn't create her to be bent over. God did not create none of us to be bent over. He created us to stand straight up, okay, not be bent over. Amen. It's the devil who wants you in that condition and who seeks to have you in that condition. Nobody but Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's worthy to be praised and to be glorified. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to read a couple of scriptures or so from the Word of the Lord. And this first one here is going to come from what is called the seven and eight message that the Lord Jesus sent out November the 30th, 1928. And I want to read to you what he said here in the verse here. He said, but remember, before that time, he's talking about before the time, the millennial reign of peace, he said that Satan shall do all in his power to destroy and to deceive all flesh. So we see Satan's power expressed to destroy and deceive, just like Jesus said when he was among the disciples in John 10, that Satan comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. See, Jesus lets you know Satan doesn't come or appear. When he appears to you, he doesn't appear to you in any good. It always to do something evil. And that's what wants you to keep in mind. So if he always wanted to do something evil, then no doubt his will is evil for you. His will is for anything that hurts you. It's evil, not Jesus' will. It is his will. So sickness and disease, which is evil, is not good because guess what? Nothing evil is dwelling in heaven. Coming to third heaven, where the Lord at? Ain't no evil up there. Ain't no sickness and disease. You don't read about no heavenly clinic or having a God made or created heavenly doctors to see the sick up there in heaven. You don't read nothing like that, okay? Ain't no evil there. Sickness and disease is evil. It performs evil. It does evil. It's no good, okay? Amen. And so the Lord said he would do all his power to deceive and destroy all flesh. Well, what's one of the ways to destroy? Through sickness and disease. You get that? Hallelujah. That's one of the ways he seeks to destroy you. If he can cast a sickness on you or have one of his demonic spirits present in you to inflict you with a sickness and disease, that's what he would do to destroy. Because remember, sickness or disease does what? It doesn't destroy. It destroys. It doesn't build up. Okay? We got to keep that in mind. Okay? And since the devil's work is to destroy, that's all you want to do. Okay? You know, it reminds you of that childhood associate you were around. You know, when you was like boys or with girls. Let's say, for example, you men are listening when you were boys, and you always had that one boy that came and y'all done built up something good, and he come and just tear stuff up. You remember that? I know some of y'all probably don't want to open your mouth and say, yeah, I do, because we ain't trying to go back memory lane and cause some bad feelings. But you know what I'm talking about. You had that one guy that maybe in the neighborhood or maybe at the school or something, whenever he come, y'all done had stuff built up good, and he come and just tear stuff up. And I'm talking about you had those real mean boys who did that stuff on purpose. You had some build up, they had to come and mess it up on purpose. And then you almost literally had to fight them when you told them, man, why you do that? Then they ready to fight you like you did something wrong. Well, see, that's how Satan is. He comes on the scene to destroy. And so whatever he uses to destroy, sickness and disease, because what? It is his will to destroy. He doesn't build up. Satan is not somebody that works in harmony with you, okay? He's not somebody that want to build up something right with you. He's that type of person that wants to come and tear stuff up. You know, amen. Just like you in the meeting and everybody's happy, he's the one that come to be the spoiled brat, the spoiler of the party, the one that comes and calls everybody to be mad and call a damper move and stuff. That's what he does. Amen. So when you're walking in health and healing and all of a sudden sickness and disease hit you, it is the devil that wants you like that, because sickness and disease does the work of what his work is to what? To destroy. Hallelujah. Now, let me read you another verse from what is called Message 48. 48 times that the Lord sent this message out. June the 17th, 1940. Glory be to God. And I want you to hear what the Lord has said here, okay? Amen. So behold, I have sent my spirit among you and opened the gate, even designing your deliverance and a way of preparation. So God wanted you sick. Why would he design a way of deliverance? Okay. To the humble, the upright and just, my faith, I should give unto thee the greater light and power to carry on. For by my spirit, I shall use you to my name's honor and glory. I shall deliver my people Israel from which the evil one has bound them. Now let's stop there. From where the evil one, who's the evil one? Satan has bound them. So when it's come to something having you bound, just like the woman we read in Luke 13 where Satan had bound her, then we know that that's a work of Satan that shows the will of Satan to have you bound, especially with sickness and disease, whatever he can use. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. He said, I shall deliver my people Israel from whence the evil one has bound. Okay? Amen. And that's what God wants for you, beloved, you that's facing sickness and disease. He wants to deliver you from where the evil one has you bound in that sickness and disease. He wants to deliver you from that. No, God don't want you in that condition. No. I know that's what Satan telling you. And I know that's what he's getting the message over to you, even through the mouth of other people. You know, people tell you, well, let the Lord's will be done. No, that's not God's will. I go back to this question. And for those of you that's listening, who may say, well, yeah, well, God does this and that. Let me ask you a question. And I asked this once on one of the, it might have been on the part where Jesus will, but listen. If somebody is sick or diseased, tormented, going through in pain constantly, and let's say they're reaching to the point of death, and you go into the room who's supposed to be a believer, and you tell them that this is the will of the Lord for them to be sick, who is they supposed to have faith in now? You tell me. Because there's nobody greater than the Lord. And when you tell someone that, they'll start thinking, well, if the Lord want me like this, well, who am I supposed to have faith in to deliver me? There is no one. So literally what you're going to end up doing is finishing them off. You're going to literally kill them off because you're going to tell them that it is the Lord's will for them to be sick. They already listen. They trying to hear an encouraging word that, hey, my child, God loves you. He wants to deliver. He wants to heal. But here you bringing a message saying, go ahead, let God's will be done. So you telling them to go ahead and die. Amen. I ain't trying to be rude when I'm saying that. I'm just being straight up honest with you. That's what you're telling them. You're telling them to go ahead and die. That's what you're saying. Amen. Now, there are some believers who are saying this because they are in ignorance. And they haven't been getting in the word themselves. But they're repeating something that they heard. But they have not really sought it for themselves, okay? So they're going around telling people, say, oh, okay, people are sick, got cancer stuff. Oh, that's just, you know, sometimes some is the Lord's will. Some things are the Lord's will. Really? Well, if that's the Lord's will, then I wonder what the devil's will is. If it's the Lord's will for you to be sick, and Jesus is supposed to be the utmost definition of the word good, right, just, honest, and all that, if it's Jesus' will for you to be healed, then what is the devil's will for you? I mean, I know it's his will for you to be healed. I mean, this is what I'm saying. If it's Jesus' will for you to be sick, then what is the devil's will? For people that's saying that is, okay, even when you say sometimes it's Jesus' will for you to be sick, okay, then at the other time, what is the devil's will? You mean to tell me Jesus will fall in a category where it's his will for you to be sick and also the devil's will for you to be sick? You mean to tell me they wills will run parallel like that? Now, let's to think for a moment here, okay? Because the part of the series I did about what Jesus went through for us tells me that Jesus ain't going to go through all of that he suffered in his body for us, to turn around and say, my child, is my will for you to be sick. Something is missing there, people. Okay? Something is bad missing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, I want to read you one more verse out of this Word of the Lord book. It's called the 86 message. 86 message sent out July the 31st, 1968. July the 31st, 1968. Amen. July the 31st, 1968. I want to read one of these verses here. Now listen to what Jesus said. He said, unless the servants of the Lord. Now, I believe he got quite clear when he said that remark. He ain't leave no room for who he talking to, okay? Unless the servants of the Lord arise and be no more oppressed, arise to their place and calling, cease their error of negligence and hindrance, turn away from their choice and work will come to nothingness. The Lord will call others to work and carry this work onward. Now, notice he said, unless the servants of the Lord arise and be no more oppressed. Well, who doing the oppressing? Well, we just saw in part one and two who is known as the oppressor. Now, you got natural enemies that oppress, but who's the ultimate oppressor? Satan. Bible said in Acts 10 that Jesus healed all those that was oppressed of the devil. Okay? So when he said, arise, he said, unless the servants of the Lord rise and be no more oppressed. See, we got a choice. Be no more oppressed. Oppressed by who? By Satan. And one of the things he's using to oppress us is sickness and disease. We got to, he said, unless we arise. We got to arise. Many of us, we're just laying down. And Satan just thumping us with this sickness and disease, popping aside of here and all that, and we're just laying there. Okay? Jesus gave us authority over sickness and disease. And what happened is, we're studying, now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying don't depend on Jesus. Hear me close to what I'm about to say. But we're steady hollering to the Lord to do something when he actually gave us the power ourselves to do something. Not to get glory for ourselves, but to use what he has given us. And some of us won't do it. And we stay bound to Satan many times for nothing. Just stay bound, okay? And, you know, we just stay bound. Amen. Well, you can say amen or oh me or I don't know. You know, it's up to you. Okay? But that's how we get. And we said, Lord, help us. We need you to do this. We need you to do, help us, Lord. But we stay bound. It's the devil's will, people. It's not the Lord Jesus' will for you to be sick, diseased, but it's the devil's will. Amen. See, when sickness and disease has a grip on you, when it has you bound down and you need deliverance, I got to point you to the deliverer. Okay? Because if I tell you it's the deliverer who wants you sick, then in your mind there is no deliverer. Okay? Because you're thinking, who can be God? If God is doing this to me, who can beat him? If he wants me like this, who can beat God? And I got to agree with you. Who can beat him? If God is doing it, who can beat him? Bad enough, you got to deal with the devil, cast some stuff on. But my God, if God showing his will for you to be sick, man, you ain't just outnumbered. You overpowered. Forget it. You know, throw up both hands and two feet. Swing the surrender flag because it's over. But thank God that Jesus loves us and he'd rather see you healed than sick. Thank God for that. Amen. He'd rather see you healed than sick. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The Lord has blessed me to be able to do this here because I see something, people, that is going to come more to fruition. And this is one of the reasons why I've been doing these series, Health, Healing, Sickness, and Disease, these five different sections, because this is to alert people to stir them up in the faith and remind them what Jesus did, what Jesus want, and warn them so they may be warned and understand when things tighten up. Things are getting ready. Hear my words, getting ready to tighten up more. You got, for example, insurance companies, they're dropping certain medicines that they used to cover. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And now they change, say, hey, we rather you go get the generic kind. Or they're dropping them all together. Plus, your insurance premiums are going up. Amen. Sicknesses and diseases are resurfacing with strength stronger than the vaccinations that is used against them. We're to a point where doctors are starting to shake their head more and shaking their head telling you that there's nothing more they can do. Amen. I'm telling you. And when you read, what is that, Revelation 13, when it talks about the mark of the beast, he said you're not going to be able to buy or sell unless you have that mark. What's one of the things you think it includes? It's going to include medicine and stuff, people. It's going to include the medicine. Okay? See, they already talking about taking away the paper money. In fact, if you listen, last year when the corona started really elevated here in the United States, and they got so, you know, fearful, one time it was a talk about them taking away the paper money because they're afraid of touching some money that somebody else had touched. Okay? I remember seeing that reported one time. Okay? Some of y'all may understand or know what I'm talking about. But it's finna tighten up more. And you starting to see in your hospitals, if you ain't got no insurance, you bad finna be put on the back burner. You go to that emergency room. Now, they say unless you at the point of where you're dying or something, I know you got to be put on hold if they have real bad, like car wrecks or stuff like that. But you being put back on the back burner simply for not having no health insurance. Okay? And you can be having the tightest stomach ache in the world. You're going to be sitting there. And sometimes you're going to sit there so long, you start feeling better. You'll be like, I might as well just go ahead and go home. Amen. So, I'm telling you. And see, God has blessed me to go over these different sections to this disease to warn you, to point you to Christ, and to let you know what's going on and what you need. Because I'm telling you, people, that when this mark, see, many of us don't see, all this stuff is setting up for the mark. Okay? They going for this one world government. They're going to go for this one world banking system. And you want to know a newsflash? They're not going to call your house and ask you to be on the committee to cast a vote. Okay? So you ain't going to have a say in this matter. Okay? And they're going to start putting all this thing into one thing. And when they get rid of this, and like I said, the Bible says you're going to have that mark in order to buy or sell anything. Anything. You're going to have that mark. So that includes your medicine. So what are you going to say in that time? Well, you know, God knows I've been dealing with this sickness. He know I need this medicine. I'm just going to ask him to have mercy on me and take the mark so you can get the medicine. Well, what the Bible say is damnation to your soul. That's it. Amen. That's it. So why not start building your faith right now and not wait till, quote, that day hits? Because you may be in so much pain, you might start thinking, I just can't take it. Because we all have been there. We all have been there where God has to have mercy on it. But see, now we're talking at this point where this is dealing with the mark of the beast. Okay. Once you take that mark, Bible says damnation to your soul. Amen. Damnation. Hallelujah. You get what I'm saying? This thing is serious. So I've been looking at this for a while. Especially strongly, even more over the last year, looking at how the hitting of the corona, looking at this nation alone and how in this nation we reacted, how the government reacted, how the people reacted, and the government, quote, with so many people dying, and this nation, instead of her eyes being on Christ, it was looking to the government. The government, oh, we got to come up with something. So they come up with this vaccine super quick. And now the people who start making it like the vaccine is God, that it is their deliverer, their protector, And they're now developing an attitude towards folks that have not been vaccinated and looking at them as if they were poison, thinking that they are 100% protected, even though they say, some of them say, well, we know it don't totally stop, but that ain't how you act. That's not how you acting. You acting like you totally protected. And those that don't, ain't took the vaccine, they're going to be the ones, according to you, who's going to infect you. That's how many people acting now, okay? And things are finna tighten up so much more that a decision is going to have to be made by each and every person, especially you as believers, individually. Instead of you trying to run to people and get your answer, it's going to come down to you making that decision. Sad to say, there are going to be some supposed to be believers that's going to take the mark. I'm just going to be plain and simple about it. They're going to take it. They're going to come with excuses. They're going to take it. Okay? You just make sure if you're a believer that you're not one of them. But I'm doing this to let you know, hey, Lord said to say I'm planning to read a research on, for example, if you owe your doctor a bill, especially a private practice doctor, they, quote, got a right to refuse service to you. So you come in there, let's say you sick, or ain't feeling good, something like that, and you owe them, they can say, hey, you know, or you say, doc, I come so you can write me out a prescription so I can keep getting the medicine. Well, they got a right to refuse your services when you owe them money. So what you going to do? Just give up? Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. I think somebody do some work. They should, you know, if they put up a wage, should get a wage. But guess what? You got so much stuff happening in this day and time. You got inflation going up. You don't believe me? Go in your grocery stores right now. I tell you what, go in your grocery store and go grab a fruit, okay? Take it up to the register and pay for it. Watch when the cashier ring it up. Listen to the price. I'm talking about just grab one fruit. Grab one orange or one plum or something and see how your eyes book. The food is going up. Everything literally is going up, okay? To a point that you can't keep up with this, okay? Especially if you're someone that's poor, you can't keep up with this. Amen. And so when you, and especially you ain't got no insurance, that's why, like on my job, there were some guys and got one still to, who will be working even past 65, almost by 70 years old. And people are like, why are you working so long? Why don't you go and retire? And the number one reason that I used to hear for years from these older guys why they haven't quit or retired when they could have at that time is because health insurance, especially if they were married. Now, you go out and try to get – if you ain't got, you know – and I have to say this. I thank God for my employer that I work for because I got to give them credit. The insurance we got, what it overall costs a month, the employer I work for pays, oh, man, last time I think they paid, what, 70, 80% of it. They ain't there no 50. They pay way more than that. So I got to give them credit. So just imagine if you went and get health insurance on your own. Man, some of y'all know what I'm talking about. Man, that price is high a month. And I'm telling you, it's going to get to a point you ain't going to be able to foot that, okay? And then, you know, for example, when you go to your doctor, and I'm not trying to get y'all angry at doctors. I'm just telling you this other side because we don't, a lot of times don't like to give the full truth. Then you go to your doctors. Now, you got to pay many times up front so much down to see your regular doctor. And if you got a condition that he or she is not real experiencing that, what do they do then? Send you to who? A specialist. Now you have to pay the specialist. The specialists do not get paid the same amount that your regular doctor do. What we had to pay down for to see a regular physician, we had to pay a little bit more to see when we go be referred to by a specialist. And then even if you have a job, they want you to set an appointment to go here, there, everywhere. Well, guess what? If you ain't got good enough vacation time and been on a job long enough to give you good weeks of vacation, that means you got to take off. And when you taking off these different days, you know what that mean? Money. Your lack of money is being paid for that day. Do you understand what I'm saying? All these people, I'm trying to warn you. All this stuff is coming up, and it's happening now. Guess what? It's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. So why not hear the true will of God for your life? Amen. Because the world motto is this. You can't make it without the doctor. That's the world's motto, people. You can't make it. Especially here in the United States. United States motto, you can't make it without a doctor. If you go to a doctor or go to the emergency room and say something happened, or you ain't feeling well or something like that, and they ask you, they say, who is your primary physician? I want you to tell them you ain't got none and look at how they react, okay? I've seen doctors, I remember years ago when I went into an emergency room for something, and I didn't have no what you call just set primary doctor. They said, who's your primary doctor? I said, I have none. Man, they was like, you've been hearing in their voice. Like, it was just like you told them, say, hey, I'm going to jump off the building head first and hope that I bounce off the concrete and survive. They was like, what? You ain't got no, well, you need to get you a position, because that's the thinking. Okay? We thank God for doctors, but they ain't God. You got to say that to yourself. They're not God. Okay? And if you're thinking in this world that you can't make it without a doctor, then that's who your God is. I'm just going to be straight up with it. I'm being straight up with you, because Jesus has the ultimate authority, and he's supposed to have the final word in your life. Now, I said supposed to. That means that's based on your decision, not mine, okay? You got to decide whether who's going to have the last word, him or the doctors. So if the doctor tells you it's over with, and you give him the last word, then go what? You doing? What you going to do? Pack up your bags and get ready, or get your house in order and get ready to die. Or if you make Jesus' word the final word, you say, hey, wait a minute. I tell doctor, I appreciate your diagnosis, but I'm going to go to a higher source, okay? You think they want to hear it? A lot don't want to hear that? No, but there ain't nothing you can do about that, you know? This is dealing with you, okay? Amen. So glory be to God. So thank God for this word today. Thank God for all you've been listening. Glory be to God, and hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, for your blessed word, we thank you for the power of your spirit. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. And Lord God, I ask that you would bless the people and touch them, Lord God, in Jesus' name for your glory. And Lord God, I just lift you up and magnify you in the name of Jesus. And I give you glory and honor and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for all you've been listening. The Lord said the same tomorrow. I will come with another broadcast. Look for the advertisement tomorrow. So this is Brother Nate with another God's Word of Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.